right now, I want to get to our guest. You know, as I just mentioned, news broke not too long ago that this man, this pretty big name in the world of Michigan State sports, has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Folks, I am talking about Michigan State's all-time leading rusher, a two-time first-team All-American. He is the most accomplished running back in the history of the Michigan State football program, ranking first in the school record books in rushing yards at 4,887, first in rushing attempts at 1,082, first in rushing touchdowns at a 43 clip, and 100-yard games. He had 23 of those. Lorenzo White, you are on Current Sports. How you feeling, my man?
I'm doing just fine. How's everything going with you?
It's great, Lorenzo. First off, I want to know how you got the call that you would be elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Is this something that you knew eventually would come around?
Yes, I knew it would come around, but just didn't know when.
Gotcha.
The call was, I got a call, and it went like this. It was like, can you send your address into, you know, the sports at Michigan State? So I sent them my address, and they said something will be coming in the mail that you're gonna surprised and very happy with.
Wow! So MSU Athletics wanted your address, and you submitted the address,
yeah.
And. So what did you get in the mail, Lorenzo? Was it a letter? Was it a plaque? What was it?
I come home. I forgot something. So I came back home and I knew they said it would come, but you know, it was just going to be regular mail. So when I got to my front door, I seen this box sitting on the step and it didn't say anything, not where it was from. And it had my name on it. So I opened it, and it said, welcome to one of the elite group of, you know, of guys. And it went on to say, congratulations to the 2019 College Hall of Fame.
Wow. So, wow, Lorenzo. So I have to know, when you open that box and you're reading this, one, are you alone? And two, what's going through your head? Did you shed a tear, or did you kind of go crazy?
When I seen that, I was like, wow. I was like, it finally happened.
Right.
I mean, I think when I was up, that makes the 10th time.
Right. but you know, and that's why I've always been curious. When I talk to individuals like yourself, Lorenzo, who have accomplished something that not too many human beings who have played sports get the honor to receive this honor to go to the Hall of Fame. You know, I'm wondering, Lorenzo. I mean, is it one of those things when the years were passing by, and as you just stated, I mean, you knew that eventually you were going to be elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. When you look at the years that have passed, do you feel a certain type of way about how long it's taken?
I guess I really. Don't, you know, because I looked at a couple of people that was on the ballot that I thought was probably going to make it,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't make it. And I'm looking, and, you know, I say that because I keep saying, like, when is it going to happen? And when I opened the box and seen, and I just thought about the people that I knew was on the ballot, and when I seen Eric Dixon's name on it, I was like, okay, well, I can't be mad.
Right. It's like, man, I can't argue with that then, right? Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah. So Lorenzo.
After that,
go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so after that, I was pretty good.
That's awesome stuff. So Lorenzo, I mean, you know, you're going to the College Football Hall of Fame now. When you told your family and your friends about this honor, or when they may have found out online, I'm curious. I mean, what was their reaction to the news, and what kind of outpouring and outreach, I should say, have you heard since this was announced?
I mean, like, I promise you, last Monday when it hit ESPN, my phone didn't stop ringing and my text messages didn't stop coming. I mean, all the way until like now. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, so many people with their support, you know, long overdue, you know, this, you know, but I mean, you're there, you know, so, and I mean, all the support from everybody, you know, I thank them and as well as, you know, especially my teammate, you know, I mean, I always, you know, what I did was I kind of like I pretty much sent the ball to them, you know, because we weren't supposed to, you know, it was supposed to break on ESPN. So I just took a picture of the ball and didn't say anything.
Oh, wow. That's great stuff, Lorenzo. And you know what? There's so many, you know, like you said, your teammates. I mean, there's so many teammates and coaches that you, you know, give credit to when you accomplish something like this. Because even though it's an individual honor, there are many people that contributed to your success.
Yes. Yes.
You know, when you reflect on your career at Michigan State and you know, those numbers, the most accomplished running back in the history of this program, which names, which people come to mind the most?
Well, I mean, you know, I always, you know, think Coach Perlis because, you know, he was the coach and he was the one guy that was instrumental in me coming to Michigan State. And, you know, for a coach, when you're being recruited, those are some of the things that, you know, when a coach says what he said when he recruits you and he followed his word, and that's he did that. He was a man of his word.
Definitely. Which teammates, Lorenzo?
I got all kinds, you know. I mean, when I'm looking at that, because, you know, I say it like this. All the wide receivers, they threw a block. Linemen, they block. Quarterback threw a block. Everybody had a helping hand at some point. And including the defense, because when you know the success that I was having, you know, they were right along with me, you know, trying to get the ball so I can break pretty much, you know, we were trying to break all the records that we could at that time, you know, with the exception of my junior year getting hurt in the seat. I think we were on course.
Right. For sure. That's very true, Lorenzo. And you know what? And going back real quick to the messages and now your phone hasn't stopped blowing up since the announcement was made. Who are some of the names that have reached out to you? Some of the most memorable text messages or calls you received?
Andre Rison, Mark Ingram, you know, and some other guys like the linemen. They reached out and, you know, by text, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying that they'll be, you know, they're going to be to the ceremony, you know, at the school and that, you know, and that's what I want everybody, to, you know, everybody that, you know, that was instrumental in my career at Michigan State, everybody that I pretty much played with, I want to see how many people I can get to come back.
That's awesome stuff. I'm curious, Coach D, did you hear from Coach D at all?
No, I haven't heard from Coach D.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the other coaches that, you know, that was on staff, you know, they reached out to me and congratulated me, you know, so... you know, and they keep rolling in.
Right, exactly. Folks, again, we are talking with the most decorated running back in the history of Michigan State football. It was just announced that the two-time first-team All-American and, again, Michigan State's all-time leading rusher, Lorenzo White, has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. So, Lorenzo, I'm wondering how the process goes from here. You got the notification in the mail that you are a part of this class, features 13 players, two coaches. What's the schedule like for you now?
Well, they haven't sent it out yet, but you know, I talked with like several former, you know, Spartans that who's also on, you know, into the Hall of Fame. So they reached out to me and told me it's going to be a fun time. And, you know, it's, you know, December the 10th when the ceremony, and I'm not sure about the one in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, because the ceremony on December 10th, that's going to be the 62nd annual awards dinner at the New York Hilton Midtown in New York City. Because I'm sure there's a press tour, and
right.
You know, and also, of course, you will be giving a speech, right, Lorenzo?
Yes.
So how does the preparation start for the speech? I'm curious.
I got a little while to put that together.
You do.
So the good thing about it is, I have fun with this with my former teammates. You know, I guess they're gonna have a lot of input in what I say, I guess.
That is great stuff. All right, Lorenzo, before I get you out of here, you know, we've had because this is the first time you've come on Current Sports. We actually had your son on the show, I believe it was sometime last year, and we were talking about, you know, his stint in the Canadian Football League. But I'm curious, Lorenzo, I mean, when you talk to your son and you know, the youth in general, and they look at your story and what you were able to accomplish as an athlete, what do you say, you know, to young athletes out there and to your son about the work that it takes to be successful in athletics or in just life, period?
It takes, you know, just like, you know, I tell them, you know, you gotta love what you do, you know, and that's in anything. You know, I mean, I love football. I see people, you know, I'm a part of guys that they just like it. But I love the game, and I work hard on my craft, you know, just for the game so I can be the best. And so when I'm out there, when I was out there coaching them, I wanted that. That's what I, you know, that's what I demanded. I mean, I want your A game all the time. And it's going to be some things that, you know, it's going to be some, you know, some rough spots along the way, but it's how you play through them rough spots, you know, to get back on top. I mean, because that's just like life, you know. No matter, I mean, I don't care how good you got it. I mean, you can have all the money in the world, but when you get sick, what good is it? So,
right.
You gotta, you know, like I said, you gotta have your head on, and you gotta work hard.
That's so true. Work hard. That's the message right there. Lorenzo, on behalf of us all here at WKAR's Current Sports, congratulations, my man. And we'll talk to you as the date draws near when you're officially inducted, all right?
Thank you.
All right. MSU's all-time leading rusher, Lorenzo White, headed to the College Football Hall of Fame, or part of the 2019 College Football Hall of Fame class.